Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you. You know, that song says, you done me wrong. Well, there's an awful lot of people that think they've been done wrong. And I want to talk about that today. And I want to preface, I want to let you know that tomorrow, Mike Cutler, the retired, I call him super agent, special agent, senior special agent that of the INS, and he is going to be on with us. We are going to talk about deportation and immigration and illegal immigration. We're going to talk about what is going down and what he perceives and just where it's going to take America. And I think it'll be a really interesting show. Today I want to talk about the crybabies, the liberal crybabies. And I want you to know right up front, we're going to get into another topic here that still is dealing with the liberal crybabies, that they're not going to give up. The left is not giving up. So don't think because you won this election, if you were a Trumper, that you can sit back on your heels and rest. The liberal babies are very unhappy people. And I'm not just talking about the rioting, and I will get to all the unhappiness that they have. But they claim to have an openness, yet they are the most closed-minded people I know. And we're seeing evidence of that, as they are not able to accept anything that doesn't fall their way. They are full of jealousy and self. It's all about them. It's their way or the highway. And I've mentioned to you before that they truly are the real bullies. And are you not seeing that with these rioters? Now, I know some of them are paid for, but some of them are not. The rioters in the street, and I'm not talking about the paid-for instigators, they're completely lost and clueless, which is how the leaders on the left like to keep them. They make better pawns that way. The rioters are angry. They're screaming revolution, but they truly have no cause. So, all they can show is chaos and violence. It kind of makes me sad as well as mad. They are being used. The paid-for instigators surely know that they're being used. They don't care. It doesn't matter to them. But the others, they're lost. They have no clue why they are protesting. Not really. They're overly sensitive. They're lacking in survivor skills, emotionally and otherwise. And we have a generation of Americans that seem to lack that exceptionalism that President Barack Obama is so ashamed of. They lack the spirit of independence, thus they demand attention and dependence. Yes, they demand to be dependent on government. So you need to pay up and prop them up. And this is growing to be the most ridiculous thing I've ever witnessed. Spoiled brats, screaming and ranting and raving. Soon they will continue without even remembering what it was they were upset about, just like a 2 or 3 year old. Give them a sucker and suffice them. No, it's time. I think it's time to practice some tough love. Tough love for these rioters. The damage and their stupidity needs to stop. They said, let's look at some of the absurdities now. What is happening? The left, the liberals, the socialists, they are not going to give up. So, to you I say, stand fast, America. Patriots, stand fast, stand strong, stand together, and be vigilant. We are witnessing what happens when we slack or fail to pay attention to the politicians and their policies. We, the people, are the Republic. And we have to be ever vigilant watchdogs. We cannot let up. Now, before we get into the deep stuff, I'm going to share some absurd things. The liberals are upset, and they think you should stop congratulating engaged couples. Now, talk about overly sensitive. Because that insinuates if they're not engaged or married that they are of lesser value. A fashionable liberal cultural dictum states that congratulating newly engaged couples should be avoided because it draws attention to the failure of others to not snag a spouse. Can you believe that they even go this direction and think this? While you might have been jealous when your friends were getting engaged and you weren't yet, did you really think you shouldn't congratulate them because it hurts your feelings? How selfish and self-centered can you possibly get that you cannot be happy for someone else? I absolutely hate wishing people congratulations on their engagements, and I won't do it anymore. This is coming from Ashley Mateo, as she was writing for Redbook, adding that the word congratulations is associated with an achievement, not a grown-up decision made between two people who have discussed their relationship and decided that, hey, they're clearly better together than not, so why not make it official? Well, the girl is missing out. I do kind of wonder why, you know, people tell me congratulations when I become a grandmother or a great-grandmother because, you know, I really didn't have anything to do with it except for years and years ago giving birth to the father or the grandfather. Well, landing a husband is not something you achieve, she says. What's more, if you consider getting engaged an achievement, then clearly you view not being engaged as a failure of sorts. For the sake of this argument, that you're the marital equivalent of someone sleeping in their parents' basement at 30, it implies failure on the part of an unengaged, and that's uncool. This is how these spoiled brats think. It's all about them. There's nothing else in this world that matters but their emotions and their feelings. They won't even congratulate a friend who gets engaged because that means if they're not engaged, that they have failed. No, it means your friend has found happiness with another and is getting married, hopefully to be happy the rest of their lives. It is not your failure. It is something grand that happened in their lives. This is how they think. So when things don't go their way, they have to sulk or complain or scream and cry like a baby or throw things or burn things or break things because they don't know how to have feelings for another person but themselves. They are completely dependent. Their emotions are completely dependent on everything else. Except being responsible themselves. They cannot congratulate someone who just got engaged because it assumes that they failed because they're not engaged. Oh, give me a break. Suck it up, Buttercup. Move along. You know what? She doesn't get one of those pretty little dresses that everybody hates to wear at a wedding. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. We're going to talk about the protesters a little bit, and then I want to get really serious about what's going on with the left, the socialists. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm not a liberal. I'm not upset. If you just got engaged, congratulations, and we will be right back. As the holidays and winter approaches, we'll spend more and more time inside. Reading is a great winter pastime. Galaxy Press brings to you A Saga of the Year 3000, Battlefield Earth by L. Ron Hubbard. With all the reality we've dealt with in the last several months, let's leave the realm and enter the world of imagination and science fiction. Battlefield Earth has it all. Suspense, pathos, politics, war, humor, diplomacy, and intergalactical finance. Purchase for yourself or as a gift. Add to your family library. Wait, there's more. Make it a family time. Pop in the audio CDs. The family will listen to the story told with real actors and sound effects. Get the popcorn ready and take the family far away while staying at home. Order the book. Order the audio set. Go to BattlefieldEarth.com. Before Star Wars, there was Battlefield Earth. In the year 3000, mankind fighting extinction. War came to Earth. BattlefieldEarth.com. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
David Keeston, a patriot and good friend of CSC Talk Radio, has published a small booklet, A Constitutional Plan to Fix America. It says this will take 5 years with a market-based approach. Freedom, liberty, prosperity. David has kindly made these booklets available to Beth Ann so that she can bring them to you. To purchase 1 to 9 booklets, $3 each. To purchase 10 or more, $2 each. Shipping and handling included. Today, our nation faces the most difficult threat in over 200 years. The United States of America's very existence is in great danger. The wholesale destruction of our national currency and the standard of living, which all Americans have come to know, love, and unfortunately take for granted. Let's fix America. In ordering this booklet, you're also helping CSC Talk Radio. America working together to fix America and bring America home. Just $3 each. 10 or more, only $2 each. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. Before I go to the phones, I have CW holding. Hold on, CW. This came from a listener in Wisconsin to me yesterday. In fact, I looked up the... No, he sent it to me. I had this. He sent me a link to the YouTube to the song. And many of you will remember this, and some of you may not even know what it is. But I put it on the Facebook page of the show. So, to all the liberals that promised to move to Canada if Donald Trump was elected, or to France, or to Spain, or to New Zealand, to all those liberals who have failed to follow through on their promise to leave America, but have not done so, I can only offer a quote from a 1969 song, How Can I Miss You When You Won't Go Away? Keep telling you day after day, but you won't listen. You always stay and stay. How can I miss you if you won't go away? You know, they really thought a lot of themselves. Like I said at the beginning, they are full of themselves. So they promised, you know, we're gonna hurt you, because if this happens, if you let this happen, we're just going to go away. But then they didn't go away, so we really can't miss them. CW, how are you today?
I'm fine. Now, they're not going to go away, and they're not going to leave, because they can't make the money anywhere else they make over here. So they're going to stay right here. But
Or they can't get paid by the government anywhere else.
Yeah. Another thing, these poor brats out of protesting, a lot of them didn't even bother to go vote. I've always said if you don't vote, you can't complain. So
yeah, I've got an article on that right here that I was going to share in a little bit.
I'll tell you another bunch of spoiled brats. And that's the news media. They are so mad because they told us every day to vote for Hillary, and we didn't pay attention to them. We went out and voted the wrong way. So all they're doing now is trying to make everybody sorry that they voted for Trump. Trump couldn't do nothing bad enough to make me wish I'd vote for Hillary. If we don't do nothing else, getting rid of Hillary is a victory. So
I think you're right there.
But last night, they was on telling about how much money on NBC, they say, Trump, how much money they're spending to protect Trump and how much money he's going to spend. And Obama spent more money than all the presidents put together. And I never heard one time NBC ever say anything about how much money Obama was spending or how big the debt was going or anything. They never mentioned it one time. And as soon as Trump gets elected, they start talking about how much tax money we're spending.
You know, something else that changed. When President Bush was in office, we had a daily report of the losses overseas of the boys of our military, how many were killed. And we've lost more under Obama than we did under President Bush, and we've not heard one single report.
You're exactly right. Another thing that really makes me mad, we send our young men and women over and they fight and lose their limbs and their eyes and a lot of them lose their lives, captured someplace like over there in Iraq, and then Obama comes and gives it back to them, and now we're back over there fighting for it again.
Why? Isn't that crazy?
We lost all those people, and all those people got injured, then we give it up, and now why are we back over there fighting for it again?
I guess that's how he provides jobs.
It's just disgusting. I'll tell you the truth. I'm sick of us sending our young men and women over to fight somebody else's civil war. I say let them fight their own wars. It's just disgusting to me to see our young men and women come back, their legs blown off, my arm blown off, my eyes put out.
Not only that,
for nothing. It doesn't benefit us a lick.
Not only that, CW. But then these crybaby protesters, they want everything handed to them, given to them. They will sit there and stomp on the flag. They will sit there like that crazy, whatever his name is in the NFL, Kaepernick, refuse to give honor to the flag or the Pledge of Allegiance. We have men and women that are injured for life, have sacrificed, many lost their lives, and these crybabies can't even give them honor or respect. How dare they say they have a revolution when they don't even have a cause?
They don't have anything. I'm disgusted with that quarterback. He never was any good anyway. But the kind of money that he is making, he couldn't make no place else, and he's not worth near what they give him, and yet he can't even be thankful for that he lives in a place where he's allowed to make that kind of money.
And he made it public that he didn't vote.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's right. I said, if you don't vote, you can't complain.
That's exactly right.
I said, we got a bunch of spoiled brats in the news media, and they're out to do all that they no matter what Trump does, it's going to be wrong. He's not even in office yet, and they're already criticizing him and they said Hillary threw a tantrum when she found she was going to lose. She shouted obscenities. She threw everything that she could get a hold of. And I know why, because they told her she was going to win. All the news media said she was going to win. All the polls said she was going to win. And so she thought she had it won. And I'm so proud of our American people that went out and voted for what they believed in and proved that America's still on the right track, even though they're trying to get us off the track. But if we went out and voted for Trump, I thought it was a wonderful thing for America, just to show them that they may be running everything, but they haven't changed our minds about anything.
But I've got an article here that you were talking about. It's from Oregon, and most of the protesters, it says most of the 112 protesters that were arrested in Portland, they didn't even vote or they weren't even registered in Oregon. And so that's approximately 30% did cast a ballot in Oregon or in another state. But at least 79 of those 112 protesters either didn't turn in a ballot or weren't registered to vote in the state. So here they are protesting and complaining about decisions that somebody else has made for them because they weren't man enough or woman enough to stand up and to have a voice of their own. So now they're out there destroying property of people who had nothing to do with it. And we're supposed to feel sorry for them. And I'm telling you what, I don't feel sorry for them. It's time to practice a little tough love and a little rule of law here.
And I'll tell you something
else.
Them people that's out there protesting for free are suckers because they're paying the others $15 an hour to get out there and protest. They're out there protesting for free. They ought to ask for the $15.
They ought to. You know, it's kind of like I saw a little poster, CW, and then I'll let you go. I saw a little poster that Trump said they're paying people to protest against me. See, there I've already increased the jobs. Oh, well, we have to laugh at the absurdities, but we do need to put a stop to it. Thank
right.
you, CW. I appreciate the call. I have a little something here about Hillary's fit throwing. Not exactly about her fit throwing, but interesting enough, Bill Clinton says it's Hillary's fault, not Comey's. Now, Hillary, I reported a couple of days ago that Hillary's blaming James Comey. But this was really interesting, this article. It's written by Edward Klein, and it's from Newsmax. But he says, in the waning days of the presidential campaign, Bill and Hillary Clinton had a knockdown, drag-out fight about her effort to blame FBI Director Comey for her slump in the polls and looming danger of defeat. So they knew, maybe that is why she canceled the fireworks display. I was with Bill in Little Rock when he had his shouting match with Hillary on the phone, and she accused Comey for reviving the investigation into her use of a private email server and reversing her campaign's momentum, said one of Bill's closest friends and advisors. Bill didn't buy the excuse that Comey would cost Hillary the election. As far as he was concerned, all the blame belonged to the campaign manager, Robbie Mook, or however you say his name, and the campaign chairman, John Podesta. And Hillary, because they displayed a tone-deaf attitude about the feeble economy and its impact on millions and millions of working-class voters. This article goes on to say, Bill said they refused to listen to his advice and there was nothing he could do to change their mind. He told them just going after Trump and making everybody hate Trump wasn't going to work. Bill said that the constant attacking on Trump was the defect for his defects made Hillary staff and the media happy, but that it wasn't a message that resonated with the voters, especially in the Rust Belt. Bill also campaigned as a guy who felt your pain, but Hillary came across as someone who was pissed off at her enemy Trump, not someone who was reaching out and trying to make life better for the working class. If you'll remember, Bill Clinton got up and he was giving speeches against Obamacare, that it was a wreck and it needed to be taken care of. And Trump had done nothing. He hadn't been in any office yet. So what could she be so angry at Trump about? This article goes on and on, but it was awesome. Bill and Hillary, they're not getting along. Big surprise. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Martha, why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures, and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House. Only $13.99.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights. All packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers we know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm going to get serious here with you. I want you to understand, I've been laughing about these liberals and these crybabies, but it's really not a laughing matter. The liberals are truly, you need to change the word from liberal to socialist. And these young people that are rioting, they haven't got a clue. The ones that are getting paid, they're just thugs. Come on. We have rioters that are standing there holding up signs, rape Melania. That's the new president's wife. Where's the Secret Service? Why wasn't that guy's head part of the pavement? And everybody's thinking, come on, Beth, that's pretty mean. Well, that's a threat. You're not allowed to threaten the president of the United States. We would not be allowed to make such a suggestion toward those who are in the White House now. Do I like them? Do I think their policies are good? No, I do not. So, where's the rule of law? Where's the protection of the elect, the president-elect Donald Trump, and the respect for his family? The liberals are the bullies. They are socialists. They use the people. They're using those protesters to get their way. They don't want to lose power, and they are scared to death they're going to lose power. And the media concentrates on Trump as he's trying to build his cabinet, and some people have been rejected, some people have been let go, some people have turned a position down, and they're acting like it's chaos. He is going to put together, this is my belief, I could be wrong, but he's not doing it haphazardly. He is putting together a cabinet that is going to be working like a fine-oiled machine when he's done putting it together. That doesn't mean in the years to come or the days to come that that machine might not need a little bit of oiling and fine-tuning. But if his cabinet isn't all on board with everything that he has said to the American people in his contract with America, they don't belong on his cabinet. Now, they're making a big deal out of Ben Carson not going to be a part of that. Ben told us a long time ago he didn't really want that position. He didn't want it. He didn't want to be on the cabinet necessarily. He didn't want to be the Surgeon General. And now they're acting like it's something that they're surprised at, that there's got to be a problem. He has stood by Donald Trump all this time. I don't think there's a problem. They have decisions to make for their lives and their families. And Ben Carson loves this nation. And I don't see him walking away because he's unhappy. Or he'd have done that a long time ago. But the media has to make a big deal out of it. But I want you to understand that the socialists, the leftists, the liberals, they want to call themselves, because that word sounds much nicer and kinder. They don't care about you. They care about their agenda. And they will do anything, and they will stick together, and they will do anything to continue to reap havoc across this land and to not lose power. They will spend whatever it takes. They will do whatever it takes. The character of a liberal is selfish. The character of a socialist is selfish. Don't let them fool you with their social policies, the entitlements, because they want to help the people. No, they want to enslave the people. These protesters are enslaved, and they're lost. And they're dumb to what this nation is or was or could be. And the left like it that way. Well, Soros has banded together the donors to resist Trump and take back the power. It says here that they're meeting this week. And George Soros and other rich liberals, we're going to call them socialists, who spent tens of millions of dollars trying to elect Hillary Clinton, are gathering in Washington for a three-day closed-door meeting to retool the big money left to fight back against Donald Trump. The conference, which kicked off Sunday night at Washington's pricey Mandarin Oriental Hotel, is sponsored by the influential Democracy Alliance Donor Club and will include appearances by leaders of most leading unions and liberal groups, as well as darlings of the left, such as House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi, Senator Elizabeth Warren, and Congressional Progressive Caucus Co-Chairman Keith Ellison, according to an agenda and other documents obtained by Politico. This is coming from Politico. One name I did not hear there was Bernie Sanders. The meeting is the first major gathering of the institutional left since Trump's shocking victory over Hillary Clinton in the last week's presidential election. And if the agenda is any indication, liberals, socialists, plan full-on trench warfare against Trump from day one. Some sessions deal with gearing up for 2017 and 2018 elections, while others focus on thwarting President-elect Obama's 100-day plan, which the agenda calls a terrifying assault on President Obama's achievements and other progressive vision of an equitable and just nation. Equitable and just. What does that mean? Does that mean redistribution of the wealth? When is Soros going to give me something? I haven't had a paycheck in 5.5 years. Yet, the meeting also comes as many liberals are reassessing their approach to politics and the role of the Democracy Alliance, or also called the DA, as the club is known in Democratic finance circles. The DA is donors and beneficiary groups over the last decade have had a major hand in shaping the institutions of the left, including by orienting some of its key organizations around Clinton, and by basing their strategy around the idea that minorities and women constituted the so-called rising American electorate that could be tipped elections to Democrats. But it didn't work that way because they forgot and they overlooked the Republic, which is all of the people, all sexes, all races. The Republic is all of the people. Oh, they hate that word. They hate that word. That didn't happen in the presidential election, what I just said about the electorate. It didn't happen. When Trump won largely on the strength of his support from working class, and it's always the whites, if you're a black person or you're some other race other than white, you know, the uneducated poor white people that are angry, aren't you offended? Those Ben Carsons of the world that have raised themselves up out of poverty and done great things. It's only the working white class that elected Trump. Well, that's funny, because in that crowd, I saw everyone. I saw black, I saw white, I saw Hispanics, I saw females, I saw males. I saw everyone. They still don't get it. That could be to our benefit if they continue to be stupid. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. But this is serious. This meeting is serious because they're going to do everything they can, as the word says, to thwart Donald Trump's plan that we elected him to do, because it would just absolutely destroy Barack Obama's legacy. 877-895-5410. Well, you know what? The Republic doesn't much care for socialism. And we the people? Oh yeah, we'll be right back. Winter and holidays are upon us. The seasons change, but Tupperware savings stay the same. Tupperware for gifts, Tupperware for sharing and carrying your food to a party or gatherings of friends as you beat those winter blahs. Did you ever consider a Tupperware container as your gift box? Put your favorite party snack inside and wrap it up with a bow and go. Tupperware is no stranger at parties. Cook it, share it, serve it, store it up for later. The seasons change. Are you cooking up a pot of soup? Freeze half the batch and have an easy meal on a lazy winter day. My friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Seasons change, but Tupperware's high-quality lifetime guarantee stays the same. Storing, transporting, gifts, saving money, saving time, or a career opportunity you control. Beth will help you gift, go, save, and start a career. BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com, or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com. As the holidays and winter approaches, we'll spend more and more time inside. Reading is a great winter pastime. Galaxy Press brings to you A Saga of the Year 3000, Battlefield Earth by L. Ron Hubbard. With all the reality we've dealt with in the last several months, let's leave the realm and enter the world of imagination and science fiction. Battlefield Earth has it all. Suspense, pathos, politics, war, humor, diplomacy, and intergalactical finance. Purchase for yourself or as a gift. Add to your family library. Wait, there's more. Make it a family time. Pop in the audio CDs. The family will listen to the story told with real actors and sound effects. Get the popcorn ready and take the family far away while staying at home. Order the book. Order the audio set. Go to battlefieldearth.com. Before Star Wars, there was Battlefield Earth. In the year 3000, mankind fighting extinction. War came to Earth. Battlefieldearth.com.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
DJ Hadley has been bringing us all home on the range for 25 years. She's celebrating with a special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Her 25th anniversary special includes a yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. This is the perfect 25th anniversary celebration, as well as great gift ideas. This package is only $40. A yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-FOR-YOU. That's 1-800-726-4348. And tell them Beth Ann sent you.
We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're in the final segment of today's show. I've kind of got down and serious here because I want you to understand you cannot let up. Trump cannot do this by himself. We the people must absolutely stand by him. The media and even some on the right, those rhinos, and the left, they're making a huge deal out of him putting together his cabinet. And when somebody walks away or somebody gets pushed away, they're making a big deal out of it. It happens all the time. You don't hire everybody that applies for a job. I need a salesman. I need a salesman for CSC Talk Radio. Is anybody out there up for that challenge? I can't take everybody who walks in, but I need a salesman. Now, there's been all kinds of rumors about what's going on in Trump's, in his quest to put together his cabinet. Let's let him do it. Let's let him and his team get it sorted out. And they will. We trusted him to get him elected. Let's trust it to get a good cabinet. He is not trying to get clearance for top secret clearance for his kids. That's a lie, and whoever put that out there, it got fired, and they should have got fired. So, let's give them a chance. Going back to what the left, the socialists, are going to try to do, let's think about what they did. They thought that if they just went to the minorities and the women, I like the way we're classified there, that we'd get Hillary elected. That all us women would just drool at the fact that Hillary Clinton is a female and get her elected. But I don't like her. I never have liked her. She's a mean female. And she has no clue how to raise a family like I did. She has no clue what you do. Nothing. Not a bit. She cannot relate to my life, and I don't definitely want to relate to her life. But they also thought, in addition, they thought the exit poll suggested that issues like fighting climate change and the role of money in politics, which the DA's beneficiary group have used to try to turn out voters, and it didn't work. It didn't resonate as much with the voters as carried Trump to victory. Stop and think about it. Now, I don't know where you stand on this climate change stuff. I am one of those deniers. And every prediction, not one prediction yet has happened that they say would happen. So, it's hard to take them seriously when they keep crying wolf and there is no wolf. Do we need to be good stewards? Absolutely, we need to be good stewards. If you stop and think about it and you do any investigating at all, you will recognize that all the scientists, all the schools that are supporting climate change are receiving money to do so. Your money. Your tax dollar money. Those that don't, they're the deniers. Stop and think about that for just a little bit. Well, the DA itself should be called into question, said one of the Democrats. You can make a very good case. It's nothing more than a social club for a handful of wealthy white donors and labor union officials to drink wine and read memos as the Democrat Party burns down around them. Sounds like they might have a little bit of a ruffle in the feathers there. So while they're always talking about the right and the whites, rich people, look at what the Democrats are doing. And the strategist that said, it's hard to say you're against the whites, the rich white, when you're living like you do and acting like you do. He also suggested we need our people to vote in greater numbers for what to happen. For that to happen, we need candidates who inspire them to go to the polls on Election Day. Well, that's absolutely true. Hillary did not inspire people. Unless you were one of those who voted for her only because she was female. If you're only inspired by that, then I feel bad for you. And I mean that sincerely. This article goes on, and I'm going to run out of time. But they want to protect the pillars of Obama's legacy against the dismantling of President-elect Donald Trump. The agenda includes panels on rethinking polling and the left's approach to winning and working class vote, as well as sessions stressing the importance of channeling cash to state legislative policy battles and races where Republicans won big victories last week. They lost the House, they lost the Senate, they lost the White House. But let me tell you, my listeners, and myself, you know, when you're pointing, fingers are pointing back at you. We cannot let up. Donald Trump and his cabinet cannot drain the swamp by themselves. And many of those Republicans we put back in place, let me tell you, are a part of the swamp. So don't think just because a Republican is sitting there, and I know you don't believe this, because that's why you elected Donald Trump. Just because we have a Republican that says they're conservative doesn't mean they're truly conservative or that they're going to vote down the funding of Planned Parenthood, the doing away with Obamacare, and setting it straight with the foreign countries, with like the Iran deal. Doesn't mean that they're voting for you, because many of them have not. It doesn't mean they're going to all of a sudden stand up and say and salute to the Constitution, the contract we have with D.C. occupiers, and say, I'm sorry, but I'm going to honor this from now on. No, it doesn't. They're riding this wave out to see where it takes them. including Paul Ryan. I don't have any faith in Paul Ryan. And maybe I should, but I'm very skeptical of his loyalty at this point in time. Give Donald Trump a chance to get his cabinet together. Don't believe all that the media is telling you. Don't believe the left has lost, because they're not giving up this battle. And one thing about them that unfortunately we need to learn from them is they will stand together and plot a plan for their socialist ways, because they hate the republic. That's why Hillary Clinton didn't speak to the people. When she lost, she didn't go out and speak to those that were crying, who had fought so hard for her. No, it was more important for her to get drunk and throw a fit. We the people have got to stay vigilant, because it's going to take all of us. We're not home yet, but we can bring America home.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast, designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.